Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Man, today is December 10th, 2021. Time now is 4:56 a.m. Oh, man, your boy is in a beautiful city of New Orleans, man. Oh, man. Man, life is good, man. Life is fucking good, right? Man, so, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, right? And, you know, it's like they always say every action has a reaction. But just think about an unaction still having a reaction. You know, so you're probably like, Johnny, what the fuck are you talking about? So it's like, you know, anybody know that been to the podcast already, I think y'all should know me by now, right? I have been in a lot of situations in life, right? And I have dealt with many women in life, right? And, you know, it's like, we look at unactions, right? And we look at actions, right? So we look at an action, right? Maybe he's cheating, right? Maybe she's cheating or whatnot. That's your action now. So it causes you to have a reaction. So just imagine if they wasn't cheating. That's an unaction. They're not doing anything, right? Sexually, they're not doing anything. That's an unaction. You know, if they overly averted into having sex and want sex all the time, that's an action. So, you know, just think about the people that has unactions that make you have a reaction, you know, and throughout life, you know, you start to feel these things out. You know, I talk to a lot of women. I love women, right? So I talk to a lot of women, and, you know, a lot of times they still have a man that will want to have sex but not bringing anything to the table, right? And it always baffles my mind, like, if you have a man that can't fix shit, that don't do shit, how can you still, like, give him shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, if a motherfucker not paying bills, motherfucker not putting gas in your car, motherfucker not just doing shit, you know, like, how can you still, you know, cater to this dude and do all this, right? And I guess some women, from what I gather, from me talking to them, it's just they are happy to be in a relationship. They're happy to just have that husband figure to a marriage, you know, the status of it, right? And a lot of time, you know, you go through life, you just, sometimes you just be miserable, right? You just be miserable. And that's why I'm a firm believer in if it's something that I can't do and another person can do it, go ahead on and be with that person. You know, I still love you, but go get with them to get that fulfillment that you need. That's how I look at life. That's how I look at relationships. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not the total package. I'm not the total package. You will never find the total package. So, for me, in my mind, I think having a healthy relationship with somebody that you chose to marry, you know, y'all need to go into it understanding, like, you're not my total package. Now, if you find a total package, man, salute. If you can find a total package in a man and a woman that's everything that you need, that you want, I salute you for that. But a person like me, it haven't happened. And like I said, I done been with a lot of women, you know what I'm saying? And no woman that I have ever came across has been my total package that said, you know what, I don't need nothing else in this world. You know, it's like we always going to search for, I guess we are searching for that total package. But I can tell you from my experience, it's not there. So you can settle and just say, hey, this is what it is. Or you can just live life freely, openly, and enjoyably, right? Because I enjoy my life, right? You know, and I carry a lot of people, you know. I'm not going to lie. And I don't think I get the credit I deserve, which it don't really bother me. Because I like, this is just who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you broke, I'm going to fix you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done had women that I dealt with, like, man, thank you. You know, now I'm ready to get married. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, right? And then once they get married, they may hit me up, hey, what you doing, blah, 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 blah. You know, it is what it is. It's just like I already told them, and I try to tell them, is you're not going to find a total package. Because if you find a total package, once you get married into that relationship, and this guy that you say you wanted, and he's this and he's that, why are you calling me, right? Because a lot of women like, they like a guy like me that understand, you know, hey, I understand you're not happy in some aspect of your life. You may just need me to open a door for you. You may need me to just say, hey, man, you smell good today. What is that you're wearing? You know, hey, man, I just love looking in your eyes. You know, it's just something that jogs you and makes you feel like, oh, look what John, you know, just look what I've done. So, you know, so action and unaction has fucking reaction. And it's just how life is gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't be mad at me for saying this shit, man. Don't, because I'm telling the truth. And once you listen to the podcast, you're gonna be like, you know what? That motherfucker was telling the truth. You're gonna probably go look in the mirror, you're gonna be like, I'm not happy with this guy. Right? Or you're gonna look in the mirror and say, I'm not happy with this girl. I'm not fucking happy. That's what's gonna happen. And you're gonna be like, oh fuck, what do I do? Sit down, have the conversation. Look, I love you, you love me. But this is what we had in life, right? Either we can part ways and I go do what I'm gonna do. We stay together, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. And basically, that's it. Either we're gonna part ways or stay together, right? Now that we all understand that I'm not the total package, you're not the total package, let's see how can we make this work. And I'm telling you, man, like with me, a lot of times, you know, I tried, man. A man like me, I have tried. I have tried every fucking thing, right? I have tried, you know, and I found out why I was broken, you know, and I slowed down a lot because I was just, you know, fuck. I was just fucking to be fucking. And it just didn't make sense to me, right? I'm like, why am I fucking just to be fucking? Because, like, you know, like, sex is sex, right? But sometimes you want a connection with sex. Sometimes you want something to be more than just sex, right? Sometimes you need conversation, stimulation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just go fuck everybody you want. You know, maybe, like I said, maybe your partner is not pleasing you sexually. You know, maybe that's the reaction, the action, you know. They're not doing it right. Now you can sit down with them and explain to them what you want done. Like a lot of women, they don't, you know, I've been with some women who was vocal about what they wanted. You know, I think men are more vocal, you know, like, hey, I want to have, I need oral sex, you know. But women are more secretive and you have to figure them out. And then if you're not doing it right, they're not going to tell you you're not doing it right. But I'm here to tell you, if a man is fucking eating you out and he's doing it wrong, let him know. Like, look, man, you're licking the wrong spot. Put your tongue here. Put it there. Kiss this. Do that. And a lot of men, you know, if their ego get hurt or whatever because they're thinking that they're a sex pro, so be it. And sex, everybody has to be pleased, right? And a lot of women just want to please their man. you know. And a lot of men just want to get pleased. A lot of men just want to get their nuts, get the fuck, or whatever. No connection, no nothing. And if that's how you wanted to be, hey, that's on you. But just take my, you know, you can take my advice, or you can leave it. But I know if, like me, I don't mind telling a motherfucker what I like, what I want done. And they can't do it, no problem. It's just like me hiring somebody to fucking come wire a house for me or do a roof for me. Can you do the job? Yes, I can do the job. Okay, no problem. You're hired. But if they fuck it up, I'm never calling them again. That's just how I operate, man. Fuck. We gonna do it right. And, you know, if it go right, hey, I call you again. If it go wrong, I'm not calling you no more. That's just it. You know, if whatever we have, if it's not happening right, believe me, I'm going somewhere to see where I can get it right. And that's how most people are. But me, I'm just the guy that's just open about it to tell motherfuckers how I feel, right? So, it is what it is. People may call me an asshole. I don't care what you call me. I got one life to live. And I'm almost through that motherfucker. You know, if the time in a life is right, I'm fucking almost... I'm halfway there to the end, you know? So, I'm going to do what I got to do to be happy, right? Mentally, spiritually, financially, sexually. I'm going to do what I got to do to be happy. People make, oh, you married this. I don't give a fuck. Listen to what I just said. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do what I want to do to be happy in life, right? I done spent 45 years of my life, you know, living how the world says I'm supposed to live, right? But the rest of this time of my life, I'm going to live how I want to live, how the energy guides me to live, right? That's how I'm going to live from when I discovered all this until the day I die. Life is short, man. So from this point on, if you listen to this podcast, just take it for what I'm telling you. Whatever you're missing, right, go find it. Listen to me. Whatever you're missing, go find it. Go chase your dreams. Go chase your happiness, right? If the person that you're with don't understand it, we got a choice. Either we're going to be together or we're going to be apart. It's your life. You know what I'm saying? It's your life. Go chase your happiness. Go get your reaction. That's what you go do. Believe me. It's going to work out. It's going to work out, right? It's going to work out. This is how life works. So, enough about all that. I'm going to let y'all go, man. Feel good. Living good. Got a lot of stuff on the plate, you know. We'll talk about that on the next podcast. But, you know, I just had to knock this one here out. Just because, you know, like I said, I talk to a lot of people. And, you know, I feel the energy coming in. So, this is just what I said. Don't be mad at me. Hey, I want you to be happy. Remember this, right? Life is short. You don't want to add or take any chances to shorten your life. And that means sometimes you got to know when to bite your tongue. Sometimes you got to know when to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, right? Know when to walk away, know when to fucking run. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Remember, the most important part of everything, man, speak to your neighbors. Do your part, right? Once you do your part, that's all it takes. Just take one person to do their part in this world. I'm telling you, everything else will work itself out. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed.